This goes to Dr. Ferguson, Ferguson, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Michael Spray, S-P-R-A-Y, date of birth 9/14/1948. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Spray with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of left nephrectomy for renal carcinoma. His last visit was October 3rd of 2022. He has gained about 6 pounds over the last 6 months, but he's got a very good appetite and he's been feeling well. His main complaint is the chronic low back pain that he's suffered with for many years, and he does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs to treat that pain, generally just Tylenol. He does see a cardiologist on a regular basis, and he's going to have another echocardiogram done within the next month or two by that cardiologist to follow his aortic valve problem. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril 20 milligram once daily in addition to his routine medications. Physical exam, weight 241 pounds, pulse 56, oxygen saturation 98% on room air, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 130/72. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular with a grade 2/6 aortic murmur. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 6th of 2023. Creatinine is improved at 1.37. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.5, albumin 4.2, phosphorus is 4.7, hemoglobin 15.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, a history of left nephrectomy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.